This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Everyone's got their thing. Maybe it's a breakup, a death, an accident. Whatever it is, you used to be one thing. Now, you're something else. We all have our own problems, our own issues, our own.
Get this money. Speaking of songs, your newest single has just really, really done well on the charts, and it's a song that resonates a lot with a lot of people. Tell me, what was the writing process like on it, and what does the song mean to you?
Well, to be honest with you, that particular song was a song that I wasn't involved with in the beginning. The lady, Heidi B. Hamilton, who owned that label, she's a songwriter as well. That's kind of how I got my record deal with her. I was actually working with a producer at Warner Brothers, and he said, I've got three songs. Her husband is a professional baseball player. Start a label here, Nash. I really need to meet her, and she needs a demo song on these three songs. So the first song I went in and put that down, and it's funny because I loved the song when I heard it, and I was trying to learn the demo, and I actually made notes on it. I made a whole page of notes on it of things that I kind of wanted to change and like that I could, to make it a little better. And it's always dicey when you have other writers on the song and you're trying to change some things on it. So I walked in there and I gave them my changes, and they accepted the whole page of notes that I put on them, changed all the things. So I ended up getting a writer's credit on it. We kind of tailored it a little bit more, in my style. And the song really, what it's about, obviously, like you said, it's relatable. It's just about, everybody's had that one person who kind of messed them up, And we didn't want to write a song about just, somebody ruining one part of the town or one memory for you, but the entire town, just the whole town. Even go back to because everything reminds you of that person. And that's really what the song speaks to and what it's about and why it's so relatable to everybody.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And you're right. We've all had that experience where, somebody's just wreaked havoc on our emotions and it's just hard to, revisit the place, the places that that are synonymous with them. I love your music. I think that, all of your songs are really relatable. What would you say, is the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your music when they hear it? Like, for the person out there that's listening to this interview and hearing you for the very first time, what is it that you want them to get out of the music that you create?
I just really want to connect with those people. Like I said with Kenny, the way that you got me into this and you brought me in was the storytelling. I can really put myself in his shoes. There's certain lyrics, in Anything But Mine where they're walking on the beach and you really feel like you're there on that beach, feeling the warm wind, hit your face. And that's something that I really wanted to do for my fans. I wanted to write songs that could, that could make them feel like they're in that moment and that pain that they have or whatever they're going through or the joy they're feeling if they're out having fun with their fans. I wanted to enhance that. I want to make their lives better because I think music is something that really just enhances our lives and makes those moments, those special moments in life just a little bit better when you have a musical, thing to attach to it. And I just wanted to be somebody who can tell a great story and write songs that make those moments in life better for people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's on the horizon for you, Lee? I know that you're performing next week in Nashville. Super excited to attend that show. What's on the horizon? Do you have more touring planned? Any more new albums on the way?
Right now, we're actually working on securing tour dates and possibly a couple legs of a tour with a couple larger artists, larger national touring artists. So I can't say who yet, but we're working to secure those dates for early 2019. Really to promote the album and still promote the single. For the next couple months, I'll be out on my radio tour still. Here and there. I think we've got a couple runs up in Chicago and Pennsylvania and some other areas. But right now, we're really just out on the radio tour during the week, hitting the pavement, trying to get the single played. And, as far as new music, I think we're creating right now for a new EP in late February or March 2019.
Right on. Lee, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of what's going on? How can they keep track of, your tour dates and new music releases and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. They can follow me on social media, and it's at LeeGantz Music. Music on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. They can follow me on that. Or they can go to LeeGantzMusic.com, and you can get all my tour dates on there. And if you want to just follow the tour dates, Fans in Town is a great app. So download Fans in Town and track me on there. It'll notify you when I'm 25 or 50 miles from where you're at.
Very nice. I love it. And I've just got one last question, Lee. What is it that inspires you? Because I know that, you know, all creative types, whether you're a writer or a musician or singer, you know, it's always something. There's always a catalyst that, you know, something that really just gets your creative juices flowing. For you personally, what would you say inspires you?
Thank you so much for having me.